World Bicycle Relief is a global non-profit organization that mobilizes people through the power of bicycles. It was founded in 2004 by FK Day and Leah Misbahday in response to the tsunami in Sri Lanka. They partnered with aid organizations at the time to deliver 24,000 bicycles to survivors, providing access to education and healthcare, and at the same time then reconnecting entire communities. Because the program was so successful in Sri Lanka, they then extended it to Africa and other developing countries, where distance really is a major challenge for a lot of people who live in remote rural areas.
Can you elaborate the story behind it? And as well, I have noticed on your website that you have this slogan, mobilizing people through the power of bicycles. What is the power of bicycles?
Well, in the developing countries, the mode of transport is mainly walking. And it's really amazing what kind of distances people in rural areas have to conquer to get an education, to actually get healthcare, or to even just bring produce to the markets. I mean, in especially in African countries, they have to walk between 6 and 12 kilometers just to get somewhere. Now, we are not talking about city streets. We are talking difficult terrain, hilly, sandy. It can take up to 2 hours sometimes to get somewhere. And that is where the Buffalo bicycles come in.
You recently returned from Zambia. And Zambia, I gather from your organization's website, was the first African nation World Bicycle Relief distributed its bicycles in. What particular need is World Bicycle Relief addressing in Africa?
Yes, Martin, I just came back from there and it was the most amazing experience. How I can sum it up in one word, it's humbling, really humbling. I was lucky that there was a school distribution ceremony happening at the time, which I was invited to. That means we delivered 173 bicycles to students and teachers. Now, I had the privilege of personally handing over one of the Buffalo bicycles to one of the students. And the reaction is they're simply stunned. They're not jumping up and down at first or smiling all over the face. They are literally stunned. And it's just phenomenal the difference a bicycle can make to those students. Now, we were then riding our bicycles. We had bicycles as well, with Betty, who is one of the students who received the bicycle, back to her home. Now, that was 6.4 kilometers of distance exactly over difficult terrain. In Australia, we would call it mountain bike riding. And Betty used to walk that before she got the bicycle. It took her 2.5 hours to walk it one way. It took us 45 minutes to ride it by bicycle. And we were absolutely exhausted after. Now, Betty is a girl. She has to get up 2 hours before she even makes the journey to school. Because she is a girl, she has to help with the household chores. Then Betty had about 2.5 hours of walking to school. By the time she arrived at school, she was already tired. And then she's thinking already on the way home, she has to walk another 2.5 hours. So now that she has a bicycle, her life has changed tremendously. And the guarantee that she keeps going to school is much, much higher than if she had to keep walking. Betty is 13 years old.
Do you distribute your bicycles to only children, school children?
No, we also distribute to healthcare clinics because we visited one healthcare clinic while there, which had literally just one nurse, no doctor, just one nurse, more than 60 carers and volunteers. Now, the carers and volunteers are the ones that do patient visits. Without a bicycle, they only manage 3 to 4 patients a day, and that is across about 20 kilometers of terrain walking. With a bicycle, they can visit approximately 18 patients a day. So they received bicycles as well on the day. And then we also saw farmers. Mm-hmm. We went to the dairy co-op one morning. At the dairy co-op is open from 6 till 8 a.m. for farmers to be able to deliver their milk. Now, we saw a lot of the Buffalo bicycles there, so it just indicates how important it is for the farmers to also have Buffalo bicycles because they can carry not just 20 liters container of milk to the dairy co-op, they can now carry up to 40 or 50 liters of milk, and that twice a day. And we spoke to one farmer who used to take 2 hours to carry 20 liters of milk to the dairy co-op, and now that he has a Buffalo bicycle, he can do it within 20 minutes and delivers 40 liters of milk twice a day.
What's the criteria for distributing your bicycles?
The criteria actually is through a program called BEEP, and BEEP is short for Bicycle Education Empowerment Program. That is quite an intense program and would take a whole lot more to explain. But in a nutshell, it's implemented by partners around the world like World Vision, UNICEF, etc., and ministries of education. It means that the program establishes a bicycle supervisory committee, organizes a bicycle distribution ceremony. Then there is also a service-to-own contract, identifies mechanics and trains them as field mechanics. That's part of the economic development of World Bicycle Relief. We supply spare parts. There is also monitoring and evaluation. But not only do we hand over bicycles through that BEEP program, we also have assembly facilities. So the bicycle gets made in China, distributed to, delivered to Zambia, or all the African countries and developing countries, and we have assembly facilities there. We also have field mechanics, because you can't just hand over a bicycle to somebody and then go away and say, okay, that's it. So they get also trained in how to care for the bike. Anyone who gets a bicycle, they also have places they can go to where there are field mechanics. If anything happens to the bike, they can actually have it repaired.
In the year 2015, the last data that I can find figures for, you distributed about 130,000 bicycles. So how do you fund this venture?
Actually, by now, worldwide, we've distributed 350,000 bicycles.
Where do you get the money to fund this venture?
Through donations and fundraising programs. We also have an ambassador program. We have corporate partners and also approach companies, corporations, to ask them if they want to participate in regards to corporate social responsibility. Then we also have peer-to-peer fundraising, which means it's individuals that can go on our website and start a fundraising page. The website is worldbicyclerelief.org. And if you scroll to the bottom, you can click on the Australian part. I'm also happy if anyone wants to get in contact with me personally. My email address is dfordavidgeiger, @worldbicyclerelief.org. My mobile phone on 0450-811-806.
Do you accept second-hand bicycles?
No, we don't, because the terrain does not lend itself to use second-hand bicycles. They found that there are some companies who do deliver second-hand bicycles, but they break down very quickly. Now, the Buffalo bikes are purpose-built. They are made of steel alloy, and they actually have no gears, because the less components that can break down, the sturdier the bike is. And it actually carries, it has a rack at the back that carries 100 kilos. So the bike really is purpose-built for the heavy terrain. And we saw one bike that was 8 years old, and the farmer still used it. So that just shows the strength and sturdiness of a Buffalo bicycle.